Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from the Psalms, Psalm 23, thank you, Lana. This is all about the ministry of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And as it's called the Shepherd's Psalm, and you'll read here about green pastures, still waters, how he restores our soul. It speaks about our death as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But we are to be in the house of the Lord forever. The house of the Lord. This is the complete psalm of our great shepherd, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lana.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lana. That's a beautiful psalm. And many of you would have recognised that it was read from the King James Version this morning. Many of you would know it off by heart through the teaching of years ago through the King James Bible. Just beautiful. The Lord is my shepherd, and we need to realise that he is our shepherd today. He's our great high priest in the heavenly sanctuary today, reaching down, sending down his spirit into our hearts to guide us and to lead us in the way of everlasting. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. It's interesting, isn't it, that if we have a solid and strong faith and belief in Jesus Christ, there's nothing on this earth that can ruffle us, because we know and trust that he's got it all in hand, no matter what happens. And we can follow in the footsteps of Paul when he said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." He cannot lose. While I live, I'll live for Christ. When I die, I'll go to be with Christ. What more can you want? Our New Testament reading this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 to 5. And before we start, when we read the Gospels, we read of the teaching and of the miracles of Jesus Christ during his ministry here on earth. Now here, as we look through what the writer has written to the Hebrews, we see the work of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he does for us today from heaven. This is today, now. Let's read. Now this is the main point of the things we are saying here. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the copy and the shadow of the heavenly things. As Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle, for he said, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." On the mountain. So, when we go back to verse 2, a minister in the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected and not man. The first point I want to make here is that he, Jesus, is in the heavens today. He's within the true sanctuary made by God. This is the true counterpart of the tabernacle that Moses built. Now, when Moses went up the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments, the Lord told him about building the tabernacle and what was required to build the tabernacle. And this tabernacle moved with them throughout the 40 years in the wilderness. They would pack it up and roll it up. It was a tent and with a fence around it, and they had the altars and the bowl of cleansing bowl and the veil and the ark and the mercy seat upon the ark. All these things were transportable, and they would roll it up and shift it wherever God led them during the wilderness. And then when they went into the promised land, that tent remained the tabernacle of worship, the place of sacrifice and worship to God, for another 400 years until Solomon built the temple. And Jesus is the priest king upon the throne in the sanctuary, or the tabernacle you might say, in heaven. Is the minister of the true tabernacle that God pitched and not man. This is in heaven. So we see the difference. You could call it a prototype made here on earth that Moses was instructed to build, and the priests all came from the tribe of Levi. Jesus was from the tribe of Judah, so he wasn't a priest here on earth. He wasn't a priest until after he'd offered the sacrifice and been taken up to heaven. All of God's teaching to the Jews, the Ten Commandments, the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies behind the veil, the animal sacrifices, the priests and the garments that the priests wore, and the washing that took place, the altar, the ark and the mercy seat, they show here on earth the holiness of God. This was such an important part of the Jewish nation. This was their relationship with God, centered around the tabernacle of worship where the sacrifices were made. It revealed to every one of them the holiness of God. And it all points to the true sacrificial lamb who, Jesus Christ, of course, who after shedding his own blood is now alive forever, sitting at the very throne of God in heaven. As our advocate, he is our advocate today in heaven. He is our personal high priest. Our advocate has made everything ready for his very own sheep to come home to him in glory. Just as Lana shared with us in Psalm 23. He has taken care of everything. He leads us to the green pastures, the still waters. He's provided everything for our soul. He's restored our soul. He's brought us back into the kingdom. He has prepared a place of everlasting life. My head thou dost with oil anoint. The work of Jesus Christ has provided us a place in heaven in the very presence of God. And it's hard to put your mind around that, because we are naturally carnal sinners today. What did David say? I was born in iniquity. But through the work of Christ on the paying the price here on this earth, going to heaven as our great high priest, as a minister in the great heavenly sanctuary for each one of us today, this is the certain hope that we hold in our hearts today. This is the path that we take, every believer takes today. We can look forward to glory in heaven with certainty through the work and the continuing work of Jesus Christ our Lord. As in the tabernacle, all of the Old Testament priests were appointed to offer up gifts and sacrifices. And in verse 4, even so, Christ as high priest must have something to offer also. For if he were on earth, we read in verse 4, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law. And what was the gifts they offered according to the law? Was the gift of sacrifice. Thousands of innocent animals were offered up to God. Know this, that Christ is different to the priests on earth. Everything, every earthling, the priests who conducted themselves in the tabernacle on earth in the Old Testament, every one of them was a sinner. And he had to first make an atonement for his own sins before he could make an atonement for the congregation or the Jewish nation. They could not save. Jesus belongs to a different realm than the Old Testament priests. Jesus belongs to the heavenly sphere with God, in the presence of God, in union with God. With the body that he offered on earth and the blood that he shed upon the cross, Jesus has passed away out of the visible and into the invisible realm of spiritual worship and life. The disciples walked with Jesus for 3.5 years of his ministry. They could walk up and touch him and speak to him face to face. And after he ascended back to heaven, we have a spiritual relationship with Christ today. He belongs to a different realm, a heavenly sphere, a heavenly sanctuary with God. In heaven, the true sanctuary, this is the true sanctuary, this is the everlasting sanctuary, this is the sanctuary that will not be changed. And that's where he ministers to for us today, where everything that is involved in the sanctuary in heaven is eternal. It's all eternal. There's no more death within the kingdom of God. We see here in verse 5 that the Old Testament earthly tabernacle was just a copy. He writes here, that the writer of Hebrews says in verse 5, who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. And this is what makes our worship time here this morning so special. We are joined in worship of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is still working for us today, preparing us and making us fit for heaven. And that all started when he shed his blood on the cross. And it's ongoing. It's everlasting. It's not what we have done, it's what he has done. And that's what makes it so certain. We cannot fail through faith in Jesus Christ. The earthly tabernacle was a copy and promise of the true tabernacle with its heavenly sanctuary, with Jesus there on the throne. And the role of the Old Testament priests had their fulfillment in Jesus Christ as our high priest today, in heaven, our eternal home. Our eternal home. The old earthly system has given way to the new spiritual system. Just as there's a number here that would have grown up back in the 30s and the 40s, and they've seen the change from the old horse and cart days to the car, to the from the first days of flying to the jets that we have whizzing around the world in their hundreds today. The old has given way to the new. And like the earthly priests, Jesus represents us today in our heavenly home, from the sanctuary in heaven. He has opened the way and brought us in by faith. Our faith and obedience to him is the key to unlock the door for our way to heaven. And he sends down into our hearts the life and spirit of the true sanctuary without ceasing. Our spiritual relationship with Christ is centred in our hearts. It is centred in our hearts. We cannot walk up and feel Jesus Christ today. We read about Jesus Christ in the scriptures today. The Word became flesh and walked among us. The Word is the teaching of Scripture today, guiding us and giving us insight to the love and the love and the mercy of God. He's our ticket out of jail, out of hell. And he sends down into our hearts the life and the spirit of the true sanctuary without ceasing. It's ongoing. The more we ask, the more we get. Our spiritual relationship with Christ is centred in our hearts. If our heart is full of love for Jesus, then by his spirit in our heart, we are spiritually led to follow and to serve him. It becomes our life. It becomes our life. And our life then is to be ambassadors for him here on this earth. In Romans 10:10 we read, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." With our heart we believe, and with our mouth we confess Christ our Saviour. This is our faith in action, confession and doing. James 2:26 says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead." The body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. We are a new creation in Christ. And that's written for us to read in Galatians 6:15. And when we become that new creation, when we give ourselves to Christ and when we follow Christ and love Christ with all of our heart, we bring glory to the Lord. We bring glory to the Lord in the same way as all of the rest of his creation. We've spoke many times about a duck swims, that God made the duck to swim. He made the bird to fly. And as they do these natural things that they are created for, they're bringing glory to God. And when we love Jesus with all our heart, what we say and what we do will bring glory to God. But there is a downside. Any sin that is not checked defiles that relationship, putting at risk our heavenly walk. Putting at risk our heavenly walk. In Mark chapter 7, if we can find it. In Mark chapter 7, we read there in verses 18 to 23. He said to them, "Are you thus without understanding?" Jesus was speaking to them. "Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile him? Because it does not enter his heart." So we've been talking about the heart. "But his stomach, and is eliminated. This is about unclean hands and unclean food, touching food with unclean hands. And God is saying that it's not the unclean food that defiles a man, it's the heart. Because it does not enter the heart, the food does not enter the heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying all foods. And he said, what comes out of a man that defiles a man? What comes out of a man that defiles a man? For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication and murderers, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. They come from the heart of man. And we need to beware. And that's why we need to have a heart for God. And as we direct our heart to God, and as we give our love and our heartfelt feelings to the Lord Jesus Christ, then we are perfected in by his Spirit. Our spiritual walk is guided by our heart. And so the question before us this morning is all my heart for Jesus? Have I got a heart for Jesus Christ? The more I give, the more he gives me. He gives me in comfort, in serenity, in green pastures, still waters, because I'm centred on Christ. Nothing can hurt me. Jesus maintains the cleansing of his precious blood in our conscience in the power of an endless life. In chapter 7, verse 16, who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. An endless life. Our eternal life is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we worship in spirit and in truth, living our lives in the presence and the favour of God. And this is the ministry of Jesus Christ today. He's working on our hearts today, preparing us to come home to glory with him in heaven. And this is the wonderful message that is coming out of Hebrews today. We haven't got a distant relationship with God. It all didn't finish when Jesus gave up his life on the cross and said, "It is finished." His earthly ministry finished at the cross. His heavenly ministry continues today and forever until we're all gathered in to our glorious home in heaven. And so we can see from that point of view that it is ongoing today. We're not there yet. We're on the journey there. So we worship in spirit and in truth, living our lives in the presence and the favour of God. Jesus does it all as a minister of the sanctuary. And this is the beauty of it all, because Jesus is doing it, not us. And with sympathy and gentle forbearance, for he was made like unto his brethren. Chapter 2, verse 17. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. In all things he was made like unto a man. He walked this earth in the flesh, fully God and fully man. In verses 1 and 2, we read, now this is the main point of the things we are saying this morning. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle the Lord erected and not man. A priest must have a sanctuary where he dwells to receive all who come to him seeking God. And so we've just read that Jesus is in the true sanctuary. This is in heaven, where he receives us and introduces us to God. And from there, he gives us the power to abide continually in his presence. We are filled by his Spirit then to follow his ways. He is the captain of our life. This is the eternal work of Christ. My nearness to God and my fellowship with Jesus, I can only partake of through my heart. because he's in heaven. My heart is my life. It is me. And Jesus, my high priest, cannot do his priestly work of bringing me near to God except he dwell in my heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that goes for every one of us. He needs to dwell in our heart so as to guide our heart and lead us to heaven. It is Christ in us, in our heart, that changes us from carnal to spiritual. And this is a spiritual mystery that is missed by those who are blinded and deafened by the things of this world. And we can all understand that the world is not looking for God. It's running away from God today. God called Jonah to do a work. What did Jonah do? He ran and jumped on a ship and headed in the other direction. The world is running away from God today. The supernatural power of God works in the hearts of all who cry out to him for forgiveness of sins past. We repent and we cry out. That makes us separate from the rest of the world today. And that's what the Jews did time and time again. And we need to be prepared to receive Jesus Christ in our hearts. Now, is this sort of thing preached in all the churches today? I think not. Do we understand Christ's work in us today? How many do? And how many today seek his Spirit to fill their heart and lead them from this place to eternal glory? Remember, it is God who pitched this tabernacle. It is God who pitched this heavenly tabernacle where Jesus is our great minister of the tabernacle today as our high priest. It cost the Son of God a life of humility and suffering, and eventually his death and blood, to open the heavenly sanctuary for us, that it is open today. It is the almighty power of God in the resurrection and ascension of Christ to bring him to his sanctuary. The coming down of the Spirit at Pentecost that we read about, before our high priest could impart to his elect the power of the life within the veil, in the Holy of Holies, in God's sanctuary in heaven, the heavenly sanctuary. Remember, Jesus offered himself that he could enter in and open the way for us to follow, so we also can live forever in his presence. I want to close with a reading from Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. And Paul makes this point here, and it covers everything. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. He's in his heavenly sanctuary today. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, those on the earth, and those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, Paul says, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. And when we have Jesus working in our hearts today, the Spirit of God within us, we bring glory to God in every aspect of our life, as we were created to do. And now to him who has loved us so dearly, and he has washed us from our sins in his own precious blood, and has made us as kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion both now and then forevermore. Amen.